I'm Francis Lamb, and this is The Splendid Table from APM American Public Media, the show for curious cooks and eaters. This week, we're diving into a master's take on cooking with vegetables with Michelin-starred chef Daniel Patterson. We look at Buddhist cooking in Japan, and starting things out this hour, we're going to do some thinking about women in the kitchen. Amanda Cohen is the chef owner of Dirt Candy in New York City, where the food is playful, punny, and creative. But on top of her chef cred, Amanda is a sharp-eyed and hilarious critic of celebrity chefs, the food media, and most pointedly, sexism in the food world. A few years back, she took on Time magazine when they did a cover story called The Gods of Food, which included 100 chefs, not a single one of them women. So why is the restaurant world such a boys' club? Amanda has some thoughts on why the fight can be harder outside the kitchen than inside. So Amanda, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you are a busy person. You're still the kind of chef who is in your restaurant cooking, literally cooking every day. But you've taken a lot of time to research the history of women chefs and to write about it. And, you know, I learned from you, there was a woman named Eugénie Brasier,
right,
who was the first chef to ever win 6 Michelin stars, which is huge.
Huge.
But I'd never heard, and I'm pretty much a geek about stuff, but I'd never heard of her. So why do you think women chefs have such a hard time getting recognition or attention?
Well, it's sort of this cycle that happens. Women need to be written about to get the attention. And the more attention they get, the more customers that fill their seats. The more customers that fill their seats, the more articles that are written about them. And it cycles and cycles and cycles. Without getting the attention in the press, the investors don't invest in them. And without, you know, getting bigger restaurants, they don't get more articles written about them. So it's just this never-ending cycle. Mm. I don't know why, like, from the get-go, the press didn't start writing about the women. I can't go back that far in history. But I do know right now that they're still not writing about them.
But you've said before that there's a distinction between being a working chef as a woman and being the kind of chef the media likes to talk about. What does that mean?
Well, I think the media likes to sort of like focus on like the young, brassy, outspoken chefs who have time to step outside their kitchen and network and meet people. Whereas a lot of like the working chefs were in our kitchens every single night. There is no time. There's no extra time to leave your kitchen. And also women tend to open smaller restaurants, like the corner shops, mom and pop shops, ethnic restaurants. And we don't have a lot of extra money to spend on PR. So without a big, huge publicity company pushing you out there, how is the press going to find you?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel like you're treated differently because you're a woman?
I sometimes do feel like I'm treated differently. I've run my restaurant and we are very successful, I think. It takes 2 months to get a reservation. But even this past weekend, I had a very cocky young chef mansplain to me how to be more successful and, you know, what I could do to get investors and how he was able to get investors. And it's because I didn't try hard enough.
And you don't think he would have done that to another male chef?
I think another male chef might have punched him. He was lucky I was a little tipsy.
Is there a difference in your mind between male chefs and female chefs?
No, not at all. I think we cook the exact same way. I hate this argument when we start breaking it down and who's a better cook, or do women cook more nurturing and, you know, men are more out there and they do more like modern techniques. No, everybody cooks the exact same way. Some people have the ability to try new things because let's say they have restaurants that have more money behind them, so they're able to take more chances, or they can make fancier menus, they can do tasting menus. Again, women are opening smaller restaurants where they're not always able to take those chances.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like every few years there is a conversation that sort of floats in some small corner of the media about this idea, this
right,
idea of, you know, gender in the kitchen. You've said you don't find the world of cooking to be, quote unquote, a boys club. What do you mean by that? Because people think of it as it being very male driven, very, very male dominated and very testosterone-y.
Right. Well, I don't think that there's a group of men who are ruling this industry and they sit, you know, in a lounge smoking their cigars saying, hey, I'm a male chef and I'm going to make sure that no other female chef succeeds because I want to stay on top of this. I can't imagine that's what happened. I mean, maybe it does. And I just don't know about the secret society. I've never been invited. But I really don't. I think that most chefs are, we all have huge egos. We all want to succeed the most, but I also don't want to do it to the detriment of somebody else. You know, I really want everybody else to have the same chances that I have. I imagine the same thing for male chefs. They want to know they're the best chef because they're the best chef, not because they have male genitalia.
Yeah. Like they, no one wants to win when they know they have, like when they know they have a leg up.
Yeah, exactly.
A friend of mine who is a woman in the food world once said to me, you know, I hate to say it, but the reason there aren't that many women chefs is actually simple. And she said, you know, to make it as a chef, you have to usually devote your 20s, your strongest years, entirely to the kitchen. And that's when many women want to have families. And so maybe they have children, they decide they need more time with their children, or, you know, like what Sheryl Sandberg talks about.
Right.
They sort of think, well, you know, in a few years, I'm going to be out of this anyway, so I don't really, you know, they don't quote unquote lean into it. What do you think of that idea and what can we do about it?
Totally true. I think we have a huge problem in this industry. We do not, and this is going to sound funny, but we're not keeping women in the kitchen. We need to keep women in the kitchen. They don't have to be barefoot, but they have to be in the kitchen. And this is a problem in the industry side. So a lot of the things I talk about is more about in the press. But for us, this is our huge problem. We don't offer, most restaurants don't offer maternity leave. You know, we don't have healthcare in the restaurant industry. It's starting, but it hasn't really happened yet. And this is something that we as restaurateurs have to figure out. How can we keep women in the kitchen? How can we let them go for, you know, 6 months or a year, however much time they want to take off, and then come back and have a decent life, you know, earn a decent salary and be able to spend time with their kids? This is something I think we're going to start figuring out. I think we're going to have to in the next couple of years, but we haven't had to. This has sort of been an unregulated industry. And what's happened is we've lost all this talent. All these great chefs have left in their 20s and early 30s, all these female chefs, and they haven't come back or they've gone to different parts of the industry. And what we need to do is find them again and say, hey, show us what you can do.
Right.
This is another one of my big issues, but food costs money, but you're not paying as much as it costs to sit in my restaurant to eat that food. And that's where we're going to start seeing this come out, is that as a community, we're all going to have to agree that our, I don't know, $15 salad might cost $20 if the people who are making it are, we have to decide if they're entitled to have the same rights as we do as a consumer. So it's a problem for everybody, but we are going to have to tackle it, or we're just going to keep losing people.
Right. Do you think there is a woman who's working as a chef today who's doing a really good job and putting herself out there in a non-gendered way?
I think a perfect example is Alex Wright. She owns three restaurants in New York, Chiquito, La Vara, and El Quinto Pinto. And she's sort of an empire builder. She is a mother, and she is putting herself out there all the time. I see her at parties. I see her at events, food events. She's networking. And people know who she is. She writes. She's always in magazines. She's the perfect person, kind of.
She's actually really interesting, too, because I mean, she's super smart and her food is terrific.
Yeah.
But it's also an interesting scenario where she's actually co-chef in all of her restaurants with her husband and partner. And it's an interesting thing where almost always when that happens, when there's a couple, it's the man who's like, who either gets the attention, or the man is the savory chef and the woman tends to be the pastry chef and is sort of secondary because of that. But this is a situation where they are both co-chefs, both the savory chefs, and yet people know her and talk about her and not him.
Exactly. She has broke the mold in so many different ways.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming to talk with us today, Amanda.
No, thank you for having me.
Amanda Cohen is the chef owner of Dirt Candy in New York City, and she left us with a recipe for her signature portobello mousse. You can find it at splendidtable.org.